Good day. I'm Newell Nussbaumer. I'm here with Building Buffalo. And today I'm talking to Robert Grant, a.k.a. Omega Red. How's it going, Robert?
It's going great, man.
How do you go by Red?
Well, you call me Red, Rob. It all depends on where, you know, what environment I'm in. But, you know, a lot of people call me Red, though.
Red. Yeah. In the industry.
Yeah, in the industry, yeah. My nickname's Red. I kind of grew up, you know, when I was born, I had, like, fiery red hair and freckles. So my nickname, like, since I was a kid was called Red. So
and where were you born? Because you've been, from what I understand, you've lived all over the world.
Yeah, I lived a lot of different places, but my origins is Boston, Massachusetts.
And you left Boston to do what?
I went in the Air Force when I left Boston. So I right out of high school went into the Air Force. And I was like 17, so I've been on my own since I was 17 years
old. What did you do in the Air Force? What was your big...
I did logistics, and I was a vehicles operator, and so I was trained to drive all types of vehicles, right? So overseas, I ran convoys, and I loaded up, F-14s, missiles, and I loaded, like, C-5 Galaxies and stuff like that, and ran convoys. But then when I got back to the States... You know, I just did protocol. So that's like kind of drive, like, you know, I drive generals and, colonels and officers around, you know, from base to base and to airports and stuff like that.
And then from the Air Force, where'd you go?
From the Air Force, when I got out, I went to work for the Department of Defense. So I worked for the commissary. So DOD did that for a while. And then I started to pursue music and took that serious and got into the music industry.
How did that happen?
Well, I grew up playing instrument. I'm a saxophone player by origin.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm a musician. So, I mean, music was always a prominent thing in my life. You know, I played the saxophone, so I did like jazz quartet, marching band, and so music was always a thing. And for some reason, I was always drawn back to music. So, I just started to take it serious, and then I was like, okay, let me see what I can do with this. See if, you know, I can make a career out of it.
And did you?
Yeah, I made a career out of it, yeah.
Yeah?
Made a career out of it, yeah. You know, but you know, as I got deeper into it, you know, I understand it's a business. You know, some business deals went good and bad, and, you know, I worked with some major companies and major labels. I did a lot of collaborations, but I decided I wanted to continue to stay independent. So, you know, when you're independent, it's a little bit more difficult, but I had a lot of connections. So, you know, making connections and thriving in collaboration is key when you're in the music business.
And even aside from collaboration, you have a couple of relatives or people that you're related to that are in the or were in the industry.
Well, they're still still. Yeah. Just because I have relatives don't mean that I had any handouts, though.
Yeah,
you know, so because a lot of people think, like, because I have relatives in the music industry, I had, like, you had handouts. No, I had to work for everything. And, you know, I had to get my name big enough for my aunt to, like, you know, recognize me and, you know, and be like, okay.
And your aunt is who?
The great late Donna Summer.
Donna Summer.
Yeah. Queen of disco.
Yeah. Okay.
Pop icon.
Yeah. And you actually sang a song with her.
Yeah. So we did a song together called Angel. I demoed it for her. Initially we started to collaborate, in the early 2000s, and, I went out to Nashville. I lived with her in Nashville, Tennessee for a while. So we were recording. And she's like, no, Rob, that ain't it. You know, like, you know,
were you, like, 5 years old?
I would say I was in my late 20s.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I was in my late 20s. Yeah, like, late 20s, early 30s. And then, I produced some stuff. I did a remix for a Crayons album with her and Ziggy Marley. And I did that remix, and I was on that one first. And she liked that one, and then we did some more music together, and she was like, that's not it. So, you know, I kind of went back home, you know, with my tail tucked between my leg, you know. She's like, when you got a hit, I'll let you know. So,
And that's home back to Boston?
No. I was actually living in Western New York at that time. This was like probably 2010 or 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what brought you to Western New York?
So when I initially started visiting Western New York, my ex-wife, she's from Bemis Point, so I met her in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So she graduated at St. Bonaventure, so she worked for Reebok International, Sports Entertainment League. So she would coordinate, you know, all the basketball games for the celebrities and the athletes, and, you know, for basketball, like one-on-one, like basketball teams and celebrities, like basketball celebrity games. So I met her at a radio show, and yeah, I started traveling back and forth, like to the west of New York. And I used to go to Toronto, so I would pass through, but I wouldn't really like hang out here in Buffalo or the area. But once I I looked at, you know, the economy, you know, because I understand socioeconomics, and I was just like, it's so cheap to live here. You know, so I took advantage of that. When some people here be like, well, why? I mean, to this day, I still get asked the question, like, why did you choose Buffalo? Why you choose Buffalo? And like, if you
especially with a remote economy, really the way it is these days, you can be a part of the entertainment industry, the worldwide entertainment industry, and live here right in Buffalo, which is interesting because you actually have a business right now that's fintech and entertainment.
Yes. So, so I just rebranded because I'm, you know, because at first I was keeping both my businesses, the music business and fintech and credit card processing separate. But I said, why do that? Because everything's a business and everyone in business need creatives. You know what I'm saying? Like they need logo designs. They, you know, networking events. People hire musicians, you know, for local restaurants and stuff like that. So I just combined the both, like, because, you know, it's a business. And in business, you need creativity, you know, you need artistry. So I just combine them both. So, yeah, so I provide credit card processing, POS systems for all types of businesses, you know, e-commerce platforms, mobile platforms and all that stuff. And then I run a publishing company. So,
and you run a publishing company.
Yeah, of course you do. For music and film and TV.
Okay. And now, I mean, one of the reasons that we're here is... tell me a little bit about how DJ Anthony inspired you did you write and produce an anthem?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me how DJ Anthony got you on this track.
All right, so I know DJ Anthony for a while. So I met him through a friend of mine, and we actually met at Stolat out in Hollywood, Williamsville, and we were talking, and he, you know, he was like, man, I there's a bunch of anthems, but I want you to do an anthem. So this was like maybe like 3 years ago. And I was just like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready for that yet, because, you know, I just didn't, like, I was trying to embody the spirit of the Buffalo culture and spirit. And I just didn't feel like I felt like at the time, like I wasn't the right person to do it. Right. Cause I'm like a transplant. Right.
So, well, you are, but you've cut your teeth.
Yeah. I definitely know Buffalo culture now. Like, I've been here for a while now, and like in the last 18, I'd say the last 18 months, like just being outside and like being around a lot of local people and just like being around a lot of things and understanding, like, you know, the fan base and their resilience and, you know, in their faith.
And we're talking about the Bills, right?
Talking
the
about
Bills culture.
Yeah. Bills culture.
Yeah.
You know, and mafia.
Yeah.
You
the
know?
Bills mafia. Right.
Right. So,
Are you a diehard Bills fan now?
Oh yeah, for sure. Okay. For sure. I love going to the games. The tailgating. I'm not really, to be honest with you, I'm more into basketball and boxing because I'm a boxer and I like basketball and stuff like that, but I wasn't really a football fan. Like, I like football, but I'm not.
So that was perfect then, because you didn't have another team that you had to give up for the Bills.
No, not at all. So, and they tailgate like no other.
That's right.
Like no other. I never seen tailgating and everyone likes to have a good time and have fun. I never seen that before in my life. And I'm being honest with you, like, they tailgate like no other.
It is a spectacle.
Yep.
All right. So you're talking to DJ Anthony. He says, so he had written this particular anthem, or he wanted.
I would say he produced it because it was his idea.
Mm-hmm.
And
you wrote it.
I wrote it. And the music comes from my publishing company, Stay Grinding Music. That's my
what is it?
Stay Grinding Music. My label, Stay Grinding Inc. And Stay Grinding Music is the publishing side of it.
How do you keep track of all this?
just, you know, I'm a businessman. You know, I some people say the artist can't use one side of the brain. I use both. You know, because, you know, first of all, I got fired from every job I ever had.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't want no one telling me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, I had a vision. So even though I'm independent, like, I make my own decisions. I do what I want to do when I want to do it. If I want to scale my business, I go out and scale it. If I want more TV placements, I just scale my business by, you know, submitting more music to the music supervisors to get placements. And then I make pretty decent royalties on my music, you know. And I do shows. I do festivals, you know. So
are these – so the music, are these collabs or is it
– some of them are collabs with co-publishing companies, but some of it is just my music. So I had this rock song called Pistol. It got placed on this TV series called Clipped. It's on Hulu. it talked about Doc Holliday. He was a Celtics coach, and they hired him to play for the LA Clippers, and they placed my song on their third episode.
So, fantastic.
Yeah, so you get a license fee for that, and then you get royalties in the back end.
That's the way to go.
Yep. Yep, for sure.
So who else have you collabed with in Buffalo?
So I collaborated with an artist named Ponzo Houdini, but he lives in Buffalo. I mean, he lives in Atlanta now, but I helped develop his career. You know, I connected him with a lot of people in the industry. I had him open up for Rick Ross in Boston, Massachusetts, and I just gave him a lot of industry contacts. He was always independent, and he was like, he took the baton. Like, you know, he would listen to the, you know, my directions and my leadership, and he's doing very well for himself right now. So
you'd really been building up towards what this anthem is.
Yeah.
So when you sat down, what was it, what initially went through your head?
Well, I just looked up a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of stuff about the team, you know, I looked up, you know, about the Bills Mafia. I looked up about like the players and the staff and just like, you know, the culture of like the wagon. There was a lot of like things that are a part of like the Bills that support the Bills, right? A lot of the community. So I looked that up, and I just, you know, I know what it's like to make, like, a lot of the music that I hear from Buffalo artists is, it's good, but it's kind of dreary, you know, kind of like, you know, so I wanted to make something more, you know, more like
upbeat
anthem, mm-hmm. movie, you know, cinematic. So that's what I felt like I brought to the anthem, because when you hear it, it's like, sounds like stadium music, you know what I'm saying?
When you think of a Buffalo anthem right now, are we talking about like the shout song? Is that an anthem, or is that more a chant?
That's an anthem, but that's more of like, so I'm talking more of like this is more pop and hip hop,
mm-hmm.
and rock.
Yep.
That's my sound.
Right.
The other sound is it's popular, but it's, you know, it's old school.
It's old school. Yeah.
Yeah.
For
so
sure.
I took pieces from that, pieces from the hip hop, pieces from the pop. In the beat that you hear, it's like very anthem like stadium like, you know, and it's very call and response as well.
Where do you want this to go?
Oh, to the moon, baby. to the moon, Alice.
How do you get it there?
I think it's organic. I just think, you know, a lot of people I let hear it so far, man, they're like, oh, we want that. Like, my TikTok is like going off the.
Is that right?
Yeah, my TikTok is crazy right now. So I just think, and I did it. I dropped it earlier on purpose, so it can start getting geared up. You know,
where did you drop it?
I dropped it on all streaming platforms. You know, mm-hmm. what I'm saying, you can find it on my website, but it's on all streaming platforms, on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud. It's everywhere. You know, once I distribute it, it goes through all the streaming platforms.
When did you actually launch it?
I launched it like last month. I think it was like last month. Yeah, I just can't remember what date, but it was like it was in June.
And it's been getting some momentum?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of people are like, you know, a lot of my friends, a lot of people here that I'm like associates and all that are from Buffalo. I'm like, they're like, man, that's the hardest song I ever heard, like anthem. Like this is going to go. Like, wait till they can't wait for the season to start, you know, because it, you know, they're going to hear the lyrics and, you know, everyone's going to be, you know, tailgating, you know, that's going to be the song, man. Because it's a very good call and response, you know.
So you think this is going to go viral?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's already going viral.
So will it go viral enough that the Bills, are, how do the Bills catch on to this?
Do you have
an in, or do they basically just have to hear it like a million times?
Well, DJ Anthony, he got the ins with everybody. So it's like, he's busy right now, but he's going to even jump on the remix. I'm going to have him rap on the remix as well. So, but yeah, we're just planting seeds right now. You know, we're just planting the seeds.
Where do you want to go from here? So, I mean, you've made it. You've created it. Mm-hmm. You've launched it. What's next?
I mean, I personally want to get the song on like anything that has to do with the Buffalo Bills. I want to get it on a soundtrack to any movie, any ESPN or whatever. That's the ultimate goal, right? To make that song the flagship for the Buffalo Bills.
Is there a catch line on this?
I said, what is the so we tailgate early. We stay past dark. I said Deion Coleman got Orchard Park spark. Well, I think it's more there's a couple of pieces you could take from it.
Right, right.
So then I have the Let's Go Buffalo.
Yeah, so you've got that in there.
I have that in there, and then I have what else? What other line do I have in there that's pretty catchy?
So, but you've got some catchy lines.
Yeah.
Like some things that the fans will already be familiar with that'll be kind of like the hook.
Yeah.
And then you're unleashing some additional hooks on top of that.
Yeah, but then I have the hey.
Oh, so you've got all that.
I have
in
that
there.
In there, but the harmony's different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The harmony's totally different. So it's more of like a pop urban vibe than like kind of like, you know, like country. You know?
What have you learned throughout this process? Like a couple of takeaways that you didn't know before.
When in Rome, do as the Romans do.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's what I've learned.
Like, don't, like, recreate the wheel?
No, never recreate the wheel. There's always a template to making a hit record or hit song. You just put your flavor into it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But as far as the Buffalo culture, like, they're not going to budge. Like, this is who they are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So don't come in here. Don't come into their culture trying to change things.
Right.
Like, this is who we are. This is how we do our thing. So as in Rome, you do as the Romans do.
Now, you've got a daughter.
Yes.
13?
She's 16.
Oh, she's 16.
Yep.
What's her name?
Her name's Sage.
Sage?
Yeah.
What does she think of this song?
Oh, man. So she was like, so when she first heard it, she was giving me a critique. So she's talented as well. She's gifted and talented. She's a great songwriter and singer as well. And she was like, well, you need to do this, Dad. You need to change this. You need to change that. And I was like, this is just pre-production. You know what I'm saying? She was like hard on me. She's always hard. You know, kids is like, you know, I'm not cooler either. You know what I'm saying? So, but she gets her musical talents from me. And she's always critiquing everything. So I always ask the youth, right?
Of course. I always
ask them. So she's like, oh, you need to do this. You need to do that. And I'm like, okay, Sage, realize this is just a pre-production. Okay. So once you hear the final thing, you know, and then, she was like, okay. So when she heard the final production, she was like, and she started bobbing her head. She's like, okay. I said, so you're going to do a clip for TikTok for me or what? Like, you know, you're going to do it for me? And she's like, I'll think about it.
Has she done it yet?
She hasn't done it yet because right now she's in North Carolina. She's training at a ballet camp.
Wow.
But when she gets back, she's going to do it for me. But she told me, she's like, and I said, I'm starting to get a lot of, you know.
Well, now she's on the hook.
Yeah, now she's on the hook. But so I had her, so she said, so I started to get a lot of, like, you know, shares on TikTok. She's like, that's not enough. I'm like, how many do you need? Like, I was like, she's like 10K. And I was like, sheesh.
Yeah.
But now I'm 10K plus.
Really?
Yeah, man. It's crazy. And I said, I showed it to her. I said, see now? And she's like, I was like, what's that? And she's like, oh, you're at 10K? I'm like, yeah, man, 10K. So.
Well, I'll have to link to that.
Yeah.
And we're going to add the MP3 awesome. So that people can listen and hopefully dig what you're putting down.
Yeah, I hope so too.
And one last question. Aside from the anthem, where do you want to be in 5 years? So are you done with anthems?
I'm going to continue to do anthems. That's the best thing for like TV placements, you know, so... like right now I'm working on a artist series right now for, AVP, Sony. So like, I'll do like an album for them for their publishing company and, you know, and then music supervisor will take those records and place them on TV and film. And, I'm working on a new album right now. So, and I'm working on a new album and I want to start touring again. And
Wow.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Cause I can perform with a DJ or a rock band.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually do the music arts festival here too, every September as well. And I just came off of tour last summer and I did an album with a guy named Chucky Campbell. He's a college professor.
Chucky Campbell, yeah. Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so we did an album together called The Culture, and we went on tour last summer. So, and then we did a lot of shows. It was awesome. He traveled all through my hometown, New England, to Mid-South, like D.C. So that was good. And then, so my next album's going to be called Psychotherapy. So it's going to be cool. I got a lot of, it's going to be called Trap Rock. So it's like rock influence with trap music. And so it's like a singer-songwriter album. And I talk about a lot of, you know, dark things, but it's bringing it back to the light, you know. So that's where I'm at right now. So I'm just working on, you know, going on tour.
Are you performing at MIA this year?
Hopefully I will. I submitted everything. So usually they call me back pretty soon. You know, I performed every year. So most likely I will be.
Fantastic.
You know? And I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be headlining the show at Ironworks in November, like November 30th. So that's going to be like my first headliner here in Buffalo. It's called Underground Hip Hop. And I'm going to be headlining. That's going to be November 3rd at Ironworks.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you got a lot. You got a lot going on, man.
Yeah, man.
It's so good to have you here. I really appreciate that, and I'm super excited to share this anthem with the Buffalo Rising listeners.
Yeah, man. I'm honored to. I'm honored, and I really appreciate it. And you know, and just hope everyone loves the anthem.
All right. So, yeah. I know I do.
All right.
All right. We'll check it out.